so much flexibility in the deen. I mean, I know you guys are going to like something like this. Any type of clothing in your private chamber she can wear. And our women need to know this. And if there's any particular type of women's clothing, and you know what I'm referring to, that your husband likes, then please bring a smile on his face. You can wear jewelry, you can wear, you know, makeup, mascara, but like you can go as far as dyeing your hair, as long as the dye is halal. You can remove unwanted hair from your face, your arms, your legs. So there's so much flexibility. But okay, you know, the remarkable thing is, if she does this with the intention of pleasing her husband, she'll actually be rewarded. She'll get sawab and ajr for it. So you know, the hours that she spends won't go to waste. She'll be rewarded for it. Very, very quickly, it's permissible for both husband and wife to look at each other from head to toe without any clothing whatsoever. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Mas'ud said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, I feel ashamed that my wife sees my nakedness." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Why? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you a covering for them, and Allah has made you a covering for them, and Allah has made them a covering for you, then why are you shy?" Likewise, it's permissible for a man to touch his wife and kiss her from head to toe, and vice versa. It's permissible for a man to kiss his wife from head to toe, and vice versa. Having said this, it is not permissible to take anything impure and impurity inside your mouth. I'm sure you've understood my language. That should answer your question. Likewise, it is not permissible to use aids in which you're hurting one another. Again, I'm sure you've understood. At the same time, I'd like to mention, I mentioned that it's permissible to look at one another without anybody in clothing. It is not permissible to take a picture, a common disease, of yourself in that state or your wife in that state. Even if it's for own personal use, it is not permissible to take a picture in that state. Another common question: it is permissible for you to take a shower or a bath with your wife? Our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala relates that she and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi would take a bath together from one tub, and then they would take turns in putting their hands inside the water. And with regards to positions, I've already mentioned last week, every position is permissible as long as you're inserting in the place of cultivation, which I explained last week, is only the front passage. So it doesn't matter how you come, as long as you're inserting in front of the front passage, it is permissible. Unfortunately, I haven't done justice to this subject because it's a Jummah. There's only so much that you can say. It was very, very difficult for me. But okay, I thought pretty courageous actually trying to do this. You've got 500 guys. Yeah, you can just look at the looks in your eyes. You know, hungry guys. It, believe me, it's not easy to sit here and talk about this one-to-one, never mind with so many people. So I haven't done justice, and nor did I come with the intention of doing justice. I've just touched upon main masail, which you, the public, share with me on a regular basis. There are things which I've left. If there are things that you're unsure about, I'm here 24/7. You can approach me, and inshallah, I will give you the relevant guidance. If there are things, guys, I do not sit here on a Friday just to tell you jack and notice. Okay, I'm not here for that. I'm here to address problems and issues that we have and to make a better community. If there are things that you are concerned about and it's affecting our children as a whole, then please feel free to approach me and tell me to address it. You know, I do not know it all. So it's important, if there are issues and there are problems that you're facing and you want me to address them on a Jummah, then feel free, inshallah, you know, when I get the time, I will address as many of your requests as possible. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq.